Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
I'm following this band of rain that's back in the mountains right now. I'll show you when it will arrive here and how much we'll see.
Rocky Mount police are now clearing a scene on the 600 block of South Tillery Street behind me. Coming up, I'll tell you what we're trying to learn from police.
And today, Boeing will be back in the spotlight as a whistleblower set to testify in Capitol Hill. What he plans to tell lawmakers about issues with the 787 Dreamliner. Good morning, everyone. It is 4:30, that time when we meet again for the Early Risers Club. And you're a proud member of it. We're so glad. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yes, welcome. Even if it's kind of one eye,
you know, like,
it's fine. Oh. It's good to have you in here. And we're going to get another warm day today, another April day in the 80s. Nothing to it, right? Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center, although we are tracking some things on satellite.
Well, I hope you like these warm temperatures because they're going to stick around for a while. We do have a pattern change over the weekend. We'll check that out. But first of all, we have the warm front lifting northward across our area. It's going to keep our temperatures warm today. Everything on the south side of this in particular, we're going to see those warming temperatures. And then, as I mentioned there at the beginning of the newscast, following some rain that's back to the west right now, the warm front lifts northward. And then this disturbance comes rolling in. We'll be cloudy this morning. We are not going to see rain during the morning commute. But watch what happens as this rain moves closer to us. It really fizzles. So a slight chance of a shower just after lunchtime. And then again during the evening, we may see just a little bit of light patchy rain. Today will feel a little more cloudy than it did yesterday. We ended up with such a pretty day yesterday, but it was definitely a warm one with temperatures in the low 80s. So, later on this evening, we'll have the potential for a few scattered showers, but they'll be light and patchy, and we won't really measure that much in the rain gauges. Here's a live look at Chapel Hill, all dry, 63 degrees, and our dew point feels very comfortable at 48. A 48 degree dew point is lovely. 59, the temperature in Roxborough is 54, in Rocky Mount 52, Goldsboro 51, South Hill. Temperatures are running a little bit cooler this morning than they were yesterday, and this afternoon should feel similar temperature-wise. We'll see a high of 82, but we will see mostly cloudy skies today. We again are looking at that pattern change over the weekend. I'll show you how much rain goes with it coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. We're following breaking news. A police investigation is underway in Rocky Mount. Nick Perlin is in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker showing us the crime scene that was taped off for hours.
Rocky Mount police are now clearing a scene and removing crime scene tape after being at the 600 block of South Tillery Street early this morning. When I arrived here at around 2 this morning, this part of South Tillery Street and Alton Street were blocked off by Rocky Mount Police. Rocky Mount Police focused the majority of their investigation around this brick home you're seeing on your screen right now, interviewing people, trying to get more information about what happened. You can also see evidence markers here in the middle of South Tillery Street. We counted up to 8. Residents who live in the area tell WRAL they heard shots fired, but we were unable to confirm that with police on scene. We're still trying to learn more about what exactly happened here early this morning. Once we have that information, we'll be sure to update you. In Rocky Mount, Nick Perlin, WRAL News.
The search is on this morning for a driver who hit and killed a person in Johnston County. The crash happened on Old Stage Road near Anger just before 10 last night. This is video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. State Highway Patrol says the driver who hit that person took off from the scene. We are working to find out the person who was hit's name.
Today, the UNC System Board will consider changes to a policy on diversity and inclusion. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from NC State's campus. And Kelsey, this would affect all of the state's public universities.
Renee, if the board chooses to get rid of these policies, campuses like NC State could see some big changes. Those changes would impact 17 college campuses across our state, most notably UNC. Earlier this month, a UNC trustee said he expected the university system would scrap some DEI policies. Not only are DEI goals and initiatives at stake right now, several job positions are on the line, too. If leaders pass the policy, several DEI-related positions could be eliminated. The new rules would require for those job descriptions to be changed or terminated by September 1st. North Carolina is not the only state where DEI positions and policies are subject to change. Just 1 month ago, the University of Florida eliminated its chief diversity officer position, and that came in response to changes in their state law. Today's meeting is scheduled for 3:45 this afternoon, so we'll be sure to keep you updated on what comes out of this. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Authorities in Sampson County have not said if they've made any arrests after a shooting that killed one man and hurt three others. This is Sky 5 video from above the scene yesterday on Boykin Road outside of Clinton. Staff at Sampson Regional Medical Center reported four gunshot victims who arrived by private vehicles just after 1:30 Tuesday. One of them later died at the hospital. The sheriff's office tracked the shootings back to Boykin Road. Authorities towed two cars from the hospital, including one that was riddled with bullet holes. The hospital was briefly put under lockdown because of the nature of the shooting.
Federal investigators say a small plane's engine lost power before landing in a Rocky Mount neighborhood. That's according to a preliminary report from the NTSB. This single-engine Cessna hit some utility lines before it touched down on Raleigh Boulevard Sunday. Surveillance footage from a nearby gas station shows that plane just rolling down the street there, narrowly missing a car driving in the opposite direction. Incredibly, the pilot walked away and no one was hurt.
A Boeing engineer who claims the 787 Dreamliner has a production flaw that could cause it to break apart will testify today on Capitol Hill, where you're looking live right now. Ahead of that testimony, Sam Salapour talked exclusively with NBC News. He plans to tell lawmakers today he thinks the gaps between big pieces of the Dreamliner's fuselage are too big. He says even though those pieces are fastened together, stress caused by thousands of flights could cause them to fail.
What would happen if you had a fatigue failure in a 787 at altitude?
The plane will fall apart at the joints where we're talking about. Once you fall apart, you're going to descend all the way to the ground.
You think the plane could literally break apart in air?
Absolutely.
In a statement to NBC News, Boeing says it is fully confident in the 787 Dreamliner because of the comprehensive work done to ensure the quality and long-term safety of the aircraft. These claims about the structural integrity of the 787 are inaccurate. Salapour admits he does not have access to all of Boeing's test data.
More affordable housing may soon be built in Wake County. Leaders approved $11 million to build seven low-income housing developments. That'll create 460 units for seniors and families in Cary, Garner, Raleigh, Wake Forest, and Zebulon. Raleigh City Council is considering three locations within city limits.
A disturbing video taken at a North Carolina Target store has shoppers on high alert. It shows a man placing his phone under a woman's dress. And police say this is another reminder to always be aware of your surroundings. Police in Greenville say the man in the video is 21-year-old Thomas Ryan Elliott. Another shopper caught him putting his cell phone on the floor and under a woman's dress. That shopper says she started recording Elliott because she saw him following the woman around the store. And there he bends down on the ground. After seeing the video, one person who talked with WRL said she was shocked but not surprised.
I think it's really unfortunate, and I feel sorry for the person that happened to you. That's a pretty big violation. I don't know that I'm surprised. I think more just saddened by that being a part of our reality.
A security expert who spoke with WRL says you should always have a safety plan when entering a store. Know where the exits are and where security is located. It's also important to know your surroundings and always be aware of who is walking near you.
Right now, crews in Georgia are trying to free a man who has been stuck inside a drain pipe for hours. We'll tell you how he was found in the first place.
And Caitlin Clark is heading to the WNBA, but her rookie contract is highlighting the massive pay disparity between her and her male counterparts. We'll break down the staggering pay gap.
And here's a live look in Franklinton right now. It's going to be another warm day in the low 80s. There is a slight chance for some showers late this afternoon and tonight. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will tell us when our best chances are coming in next.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:42. It's nice and quiet out there this morning, but we are seeing some cloud cover when that sun comes up. You're going to see gray skies for the most part. We may see a few breaks in the clouds on and off today. And we also have a small chance of showers. We were talking about it yesterday, and it looks like we're turning even drier. Temperatures are pleasant this morning, a little cooler than yesterday in some places. It's 54 in Lewisburg, 51 in Tarboro, 52 in South Hill, 54 in Rocky Mount, and 59 in Irwin. Yesterday, we were pretty widespread in the low to mid 60s at this hour. Just a 20% chance of rain. rain right around or just after lunchtime. And then we may see another round of that around dinner time. But again, it's going to be fairly light. I don't even think I would bother sending the kids out with their raincoats. 60s this morning. We'll see highs in the low 80s this afternoon.
Two people are hurt after a tornado flipped over an RV in Kansas. The National Weather Service says the tornado touched down early Tuesday morning. At least a dozen other buildings, mostly barns, were damaged. Several homes had minor damage. The people who were hurt are going to be okay. People in Missouri are also cleaning up. Weather observers say an EF1 tornado touched down north of Kansas City. A mobile home was flipped over. No injuries reported there.
New this morning, a man is dead and three others are injured after a shooting in the Bronx. This happened shortly after 6 last night, and police say the people shot were just standing on a street corner when they were shot by people wearing masks who were riding scooters. Three people were shot in the leg, and a 29-year-old man was shot in the chest. He was taken to the hospital, where he later died. Police say one person is in custody, but officers are unsure if that person is directly tied to the shooting. An investigation continues.
Right now, crews in Georgia are trying to free a man stuck in a storm drain. This is happening in Fort Oglethorpe near the border of Tennessee. Crews have been working to free the man since 10:30 last night. The space is only about 2 feet wide. The man is said to be conscious. A woman called 911 after she heard someone screaming for help when she was at a stoplight. It's not clear right now why the man entered the drain.
A year's worth of rain caused major flash flooding in Dubai. Roads turned into rivers and water rushed into homes and businesses. Nearly 4 inches of rain fell in just 12 hours yesterday. That's just around what Dubai measures in an entire year, according to the United Nations data. That rain fell so fast, people were forced to abandon their cars. Dubai International Airport stopped operations for a while as the tarmac was underwater.
School board members in Wake County are considering the district's growing budget ahead of a vote next month. Superintendent Robert Taylor's proposed $2.2 billion spending plan includes $58 million more from the county than last year. The big sticking points were teacher and bus driver pay.
Bob Graham, a former U.S. senator and two-term governor of Florida, has died. He was 87. His daughter announced his passing on X, writing, "Graham was a visionary leader, dedicated public servant, and even more importantly, a loving husband, father, grandfather, and great-grandfather." Graham is known as the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee in the aftermath of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. He was also an early critic of the Iraq War. Graham is survived by his wife, Adele, and their four daughters, including former U.S. Representative Gwendolyn Graham and their 10 grandchildren.
Raleigh voters will elect a new mayor in November. Mayor Marianne Baldwin is not running for a third term. She made the announcement in this 8.5-minute video. In it, Baldwin explains the reason for stepping down, including a diagnosis with stage 1 breast cancer last year. She also says her husband recently had major surgery and suffered some complications. Baldwin says her heart and her head were in conflict, with her heart feeling that she should run again.
But my head was telling me something different. It's telling me it's time to devote my energies to myself and my family and to find other ways to serve.
Baldwin served 10 years on the city council before being elected mayor for the first time in 2019. City Councilor Corey Branch, former state treasurer Janet Cowell, Professor Terrence Ruth, and businessman Paul Fitz are among the 6 candidates running for Raleigh mayor so far. WRL's Lena Tillett spoke with several of the candidates running for mayor in a recent edition of On the Record. Hear their visions for the city on WRL.com.
Caitlin Clark's status as the number one overall pick in the WNBA is shining a light on a striking disparity between her salary and those of her male counterparts in the NBA. Clark will earn a base salary of $76,500 in her first season, and over 4 years is expected to earn $338,000. In comparison, last year's top pick in the NBA draft locked in a 4-year contract worth $55 million. According to athlete contract tracker SpotTrack, Victor Wembanyama, he is being paid $12 million in his first season. Starting today, Sun Country Airlines will be operating out of Terminal 1 at RDU. This is a live look out at RDU International. Breeze Airways also recently moved to Terminal 1. RDU growing fast. It's added 4 new airlines, 25 new destinations, and almost 50 new routes within the last year.
Today marks 100 days until the start of the Summer Olympic Games in Paris. Olympic venues in Paris and elsewhere in France are getting ready to welcome the world's biggest sporting event this summer. The Games will bring together more than 10,000 athletes from more than 200 countries. NBC and Peacock will air unprecedented Olympic coverage, including daytime live broadcasts of swimming, gymnastics, and track and field. This morning, an Olympic celebration is happening on the Today Plaza. Former Duke star Grant Hill will be there to announce the roster for Team USA's basketball team. Hill is now the managing director of Team USA. And coming up right here at 6:45, NBC News' Keir Simmons will join us live from Paris with an update on how the city is preparing to host the Games. It's going to be coming up very soon. Meanwhile, let's take a live look at North Hills in Raleigh. Feels really nice out there. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center will get ready for another day in the 80s.
Highs yesterday in the low 80s. We'll see low 80s again for today. We take a live look at Fitton and Cary. We are seeing cloudy skies right now. Still going to be a pleasant day to be outside. We do have only a small chance of showers. Right now, as you're heading out the door, officially in the triangle at 63, but we're seeing 50s in a lot of places this morning, especially in some of our eastern counties. As you take a look at the temperatures heading toward lunchtime, we're going to around mid-70s, so it should be really comfortable to spend a little time outside, even though it's going to be on the gray side. We have the tower lit, the top of the tower, in purple this morning for the cloudy skies that we'll see as the sun comes up. And our chance of rain right around or just after lunchtime, only 20%. And we're going to roll through that with future cast coming up in just a few minutes. Let's take a look at our temperatures heading out the door. 52 South Hill, 54 Rocky Mount, 53 Goldsboro. The reason the temperatures are cooler there is we have a warm front that's sitting right here across the triangle. The cooler air is here, but that warm front's going to be lifting up across the area and warming these temperatures. But that part of the viewing area is on the cool side of the front right now. 82 in Raleigh, 81 Durham, 83 in Fayetteville. We've got the raindrops showing up there on the icons, even though we're looking at just a small chance of showers. We may see another round of some light patchy rain during the dinner time hour during this evening. 73 is our normal high, and we are looking at a big pattern change starting Sunday. We're going to go from 81 Saturday to 68 on Sunday, so that's a big change. If you have plans to be outside, we have all this warm air in place across a good chunk of the country. Those yellow and orange color contours are temperatures above normal. But then we're going to see a big push of some cooler air that rolls in and sticks around at least for part of next week. And the morning lows are going to be chilly, too. I don't think we're going to see any frost, but 43 on Sunday night in Roxboro, 49 Fayetteville, 45 in Rocky Mount. That's just going to be a lot cooler than we've seen lately. On Monday night, we'll see those cool temperatures again with temperatures in the upper 40s. So that'll be, you know, back to jacket weather, which we haven't seen, like I said, really this week. Today, 82, 87 for tomorrow with lots of sunshine. Friday looks good, 82. Saturday, we're down to just a 20% chance of showers, but it definitely looks like we'll have a better chance for rain Sunday, especially the second half of the day. And then temperatures getting into next week will be much cooler. Coming up, we'll talk more about the timeline for Sunday's rain and who's most likely to see most of it.
Thanks, Elizabeth. People in Butte, Montana got quite a show.
An elephant seen roaming the streets. Here it is. We'll tell you where that elephant came from next.
Entertainment news today, a look at a big screen movie, a streaming documentary, and music from a preschooler's favorite pig. David Daniel with the Hollywood Minute.
His name?
I'd rather not say. To be
your guide. You're afraid to say his name because the guy's married, or you're married, or someone's married.
He's married.
I know he's married. I'll drive a cab 20 years and not know people.
Dakota Johnson and Sean Penn get to know each other during a memorable cab ride in the official trailer for Daddy-O. The drama, written and directed by Christy Hall, opens in theaters June 28th.
From the densest forests to the deepest oceans to the hottest deserts, everything is connected through the vast web of life.
And Our Living World shows us how. The docuseries looks at the network of connections linking all life on Earth. Our Living World, narrated by Cate Blanchett, debuts today on Netflix. It's Peppa Pig's first ever cover song. The Queen of Preschool's version of Katy Perry's Roar is now available on digital streaming platforms. If you can't find it, your kids will help you. And you're gonna hear me roar. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
So who sang it better, Peppa or Katy? Oh, check this out. A circus elephant on the loose in Montana. The elephant belongs to the Jordan World Circus. It broke free somehow and went for a stroll through Butte. The elephant walked through traffic, even stopped for a bathroom break on somebody's lawn. Oh, that was fun cleaning it up. After the elephant's day out on the town, it was eventually corralled. The animal is now safe with its handlers. Happening today, the Harlem Globetrotters will be in Raleigh to help support children facing poverty. The team will play at PNC Arena. A portion of all ticket sales will go toward Red Nose Day. That's the annual fundraising campaign to help keep kids safe, healthy, and educated. The Globetrotters will also be in Fayetteville on Friday.
Tonight, Tar Heel Traveler is highlighting good food across our state. It is a restaurant special that Scott Mason calls Yum. He is digging into foods like burgers, seafood, and tacos. You can watch Tar Heel Traveler special tonight at 7:30 on WREL. We continue to follow breaking news for you this morning. Out of Rocky Mount, a police investigation is underway. Nick Perlin will join us from the WREL breaking news tracker with what he saw at that crime scene.
A search is underway for the driver responsible for a deadly hit and run in Johnston County. The WREL breaking news tracker was on the scene as troopers investigated.
And the 2024 Olympic Games are officially 100 days away right now. We will show you preparations underway in Paris.